the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brother Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed at the Fade 5 Podcast. New Yorkers who survived the earthquake, the great quake of 2024, 4.8 on the Richter scale in Jersey. It's madness, and it's only the appropriate backdrop as madness mode is still activated here on my chest for those watching the YouTube version. The NCAA tournament final four, men and women getting underway. Starting tonight, the ladies are naturally going to go first. Of course, the men on Saturday, we're going to crown a champ on Monday in the men's game, and then the women's game on Sunday. We got baseball, we got the NHL, we got the NBA. My God, do we have a wonderful smorgasbord of sports betting goodness. So let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Lundy, what is your favorite wager, plus 100 odds or greater, that you are eyeing, whether tonight or over the entire weekend slate?
Well, you know how we like to have some fun, Brad, with the Yerfie and Nerfies during baseball season, right? Yes, run first inning, no run first inning. We do a lot of those over the course. But how about we just go crazy and say that we're going to get at least two runs in the first inning between the Rays and the Rockies this afternoon here in Denver? The weather is gorgeous here. It's like summertime type weather right now. I mean, not quite those high temperatures, but like, you know, yesterday I'm driving around, you know, listening to a little Eric Church with the windows down, in the car, 'cause it's about 74 degrees outside. It's just gorgeous. But it's also going to be a little windy here.
And where is that wind blowing?
Right on out. Yeah. And so I think this could be a good one. The total on the game, by the way, folks, is at 12.5.
Wow.
12.5. That's the total that they've got set for this one. And honestly, I would play the over in that one too. But specifically, yeah, if you do the yes and no run, if you said yes run first inning, the Yerfie that we like to bet, that is minus 185. So tell you what, let's bump that up a little bit. And let's just say there's going to be at least two runs in the first inning this afternoon over at Coors Field, plus 130 at DK.
Oh, man, I love that wager. I'm going to tell you on that one, Mimigo. Let's go to the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. I think Dominic Klingon is going to win the MOP. And if you would have bet the UConn Huskies to repeat as national champions, this is really the appropriate bet because there's no value for them to take the whole cake. It's a minus 190 universally for them to do so at every single legal sports book in these United States of America. But Klingon right now, plus 240 at BetMGM to take home that hardware. Zach Edey is the favorite at plus 210. And there would be an argument, even in a loss, if Zach Edey went out and had like 25-15, monstrous performances he's had this NCAA tournament, that he could still win the MOP. But Klingon has been a difference maker in his own right. He's averaging close to 16 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 3.5 blocks per game. He's shooting 67.5% from the floor this NCAA tournament. And most importantly, he's just disrupted entire game plans. See my ILL, who got blown the smithereens out of the building after they gave up a 30-0 run. They were 1-for-19 during a stretch over that second half. Why? Because they tried to go after Klingon early on, and Terrence Shannon got his stuff swatted multiple times. He just shakes up entire offensive schemes. So defensively, you, of course, to make a strong argument for Zach Edey, but if UConn wins the whole shebang, and I feel they will, the MOP, that's where the value rests with the Huskies, plus 240 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco. Let's do the ladies here and go to them first in the women's Final Four. This is going to be played in Cleveland, Ohio. And how am I going to play it? Let's do a little two-legger on the alt-line market, shall we? I'm going to take Iowa all the way from -2.5 to +3.5 on that alt-line. I'll take South Carolina down from 11.5 to -7.5. Built this at DraftKings. You put those hands together. Even Steven Juice as a result. The South Carolina game, they could go out there and absolutely wax NC State. Though I will say this, NC State is a team that is a very
good defensively. And here's the evidence to back it up. I pulled this data from WarrenNolan.com. And you look at South Carolina team that's top 10 in EFG offense, number one in the country in defensive rating. But NC State, no slouches in their own right defensively at number 24. They don't score at nearly the high clip, a prolific rate of a UConn, as they are number 103 in EFG offense, sending just 47% inside the arc and only 32.9% outside of it. But again, this seems like a low possession style of game, given how these two teams generally play and their sluggish paces, and of course being defensive minded. So I think Carolina minus 7.5 makes all the sense of the world in the alt line market for them to cover and what should be, again, a low possession affair. Meanwhile, it's all about Caitlin Clark. She's a modern day Michael Jordan. What she is doing is just unbelievable, unreal to watch, unprecedented in the world of basketball history at the collegiate level. It seems like they're on a collision course to meet. Once again, these two teams squared off the Final Four last year. We know what the MO of Iowa is. It's Caitlin Clark, her outstanding teammates, and just burning the nets. They are number one in the country EFG offense. They're shooting 59.7% inside the arc, over 37% outside of it. Defense, a little bit lackluster in that area, number 196 in defensive rating. And UConn is far more balanced overall. Number 8 EFG offense, number 9 in defensive rating. That's why, you know, it's no guarantee, no lock, because that word doesn't exist in betting, that Iowa's going to march on the national title game. But I think it's going to be nice and snug regardless of where the chips fall. I say the Hawkeyes build in, yar, Captain Hook, to our advantage in a one-possession game. I'll take them plus 3.5. So, Lundy, to recap on this alt-line two-leg parlay on the women's Final Four matchups, give me the Hawkeyes plus 3.5. Give me the Gamecocks minus 7.5 plus 100 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Better follow.
I'm okay with this one because I like the idea of this game winding up being close. So I think you're on the right track with that. I think this is going to be a very tight contest between the two. I actually, as much as I enjoy watching Caitlin Clark, I actually think the Gamecocks are going to win this. So I just, the way I look at these two, I think you've got this. This is going to be such an amazing game. And folks, if you haven't taken the time to watch, the hype is real. Okay. It's, if you're one of those people that is just, if you're one of those people, it's like, ah, who cares? I'm not going to, folks, seriously, she is so much fun to watch. You said Jordan. I think she's the female Steph Curry. I mean, she's just the way she shoots. It does not matter where she is on the court. It's going in. It's really pretty spectacular. So do yourself a favor. Make sure you're watching these ladies. I love I was actually having a conversation with somebody. I digress just for a moment. I was having a conversation with somebody that was like, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about Caitlin Clark. And you know what I said? Right. I said, first of all, I can understand that. I can understand that, right? It's like, you know, when you get tired of seeing the same commercial over and over again, that kind of thing. But you know what? Women's basketball is finally getting the attention that it deserves, and she is one of the people that is carrying the torch. So if that means that she's all over the place and she's in State Farm ads and all that kind of stuff, so be it, because these ladies are finally getting their due.
Celebrate Paige Beckers, celebrate Caitlin Clark, and celebrate, hopefully, a winner.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade at 5 countdown. Let's go to the diamond here on this Friday and on this SGP. And come with me, Lundy, if you are buying when I am selling. Give me Freddie Peralta at home in Miller Park to go over 17.5 outs. He's taking on the Seattle Mariners, who are off to a really sluggish start. And then leg numero dos, give me Peralta to have more strikeouts than Logan Gilbert. Yeah, you could build this at BetMGM. You slap those two legs together, plus 160. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. Freddie Peralta was magical at home last season. And 16 starts, towing that home rubber in front of the costume sausages. He hit the over on 17.5 outs nine times. Pretty good ERA, 3.44. K per nine was over 10 as well. Pinpoint control command and just making bats miss. I know Logan Gilbert had a pretty damn good first start of the season, but a different pitcher on the road, at least what we saw last year. And here's the other kicker in this, Lundy. Seattle right now, number one in Major League Baseball in strikeout rate on the young year. They're punching out well north of 30% of the time. And as well, they're number 26 in total runs scored and number 25 in weighted runs created. I say that after a couple of tequila shots like five times fast. I have to do it very slow. And I got coffee as a guide to help me get that out cleanly. Weighted runs created. The offense is asleep. Again, Peralta usually deals inside the friendly confines here in Miller Park. So again, on the SGP, give me Peralta over 17 and a half outs. Does he complete six innings? I say, yes, he does. And give me him to have more punch outs than his adversary, Logan Gilbert, plus 160 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
Pay attention to home and road splits with these pitchers, folks, as we get into the season. And I know it's early, but you can look back at what they were doing last season. So I definitely like the idea of him going six. The K.
It's going to be dicey on the case. But if he's going six, the odds of him hitting that and, you know, is viable.
Yeah, but you also give yourself the option to be pushing on this one, right? Where, like, they each have five, they each have six, something like that. I'm going to go with you only because I really like this plus 160 odds that you're getting. But, yes, Peralta, solid, home. Then you throw this extra leg in. Look at you getting creative at BetMGM.
Oh, yeah. Do it for the bratwurst. Do it for the chorizo. Do it for whatever sausage you like putting in your mouth.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the fade. Five countdown. Let's get more plus money on the board. And we're going to stick in Major League Baseball. Jorge Soler. Is that going to be solar powered? I'm going to say over on 1.5 strikeouts at the dish. Take it on the San Diego Padres and Dylan Cease. Look at the juice there. Plus 115. Little baby seduced by the juice. Available there at BetMGM. Soler has already faced Dylan Cease's season in San Diego. And guess what happened? Oh, what a quinky dink. He had not one, but he had two strikeouts in that game. His history against Dylan Cease is puke-inducing. He's faced him 15 times. He has not recorded a single hit. And he has struck out Lundy 8 times in those 15 at-bats against Cease. Doing some more detective work. The reason being is very simple. Dylan Cease has a plus slider. He's had one his entire career. So one of his better offerings, one of his better pitches. Jorge Soler, and I pulled this info at Fangraphs, his accumulated pitch value against sliders is minus 21.5 in his career. It falls off the table. He chases, he swings, he misses. He doesn't apply bat to ball. If V doesn't really work the count, if Cease takes advantage of him and paints that outside edge or gets him to bite, not once, but twice. I think he's going to cash in on this over 1.5 Ks, though he's only done it one time. And again, that was coincidentally enough against Cease last week. So to recap, Jorge Soler swinging a miss, not once, but twice. Strike three. That happens against the San Diego Padres, plus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
You are really all over the place today. Is that what's in that cup?
Cocaine.
Okay. Straight powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how I like to do it.
Oh, okay. Like some people get those, you know, like the energy tabs and drop those in the water. You're just
100% pure Colombian. Let's go.
You are out of control today. You know what? I'm going to fade you on this one. I think you're good for a strikeout. I don't think you're good for two here with Soler. I think you get at least a little bit bad on ball, maybe something stupid, a little infield fly, batter's out. I don't know. Something along those kind of lines. But I think you're only going to get one. I'm going to fade you on this one, my man.
Hey, Jorge, do me a favor. Don a golden sombrero.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the men's Final Four matchups in Glendale, Arizona. There at the State Farm Center. Jake's going to be there flexing for all the ladies on camera. You know who else is going to be flexing? Purdue. On this SGP, give me the boiler up. I'll take the Boilers minus 1.5. And I'm going to live in the middle on this. Get creative here. I'll take NC State up in the alt market. And you know what? That is a typo for your boy, and I am going to fix that on your screen because, honestly, it is not even plus 15.5. It is plus 19.5, and the under 155.5. Uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos. All three of those legs hit plus 115 at BetMGM. NC State's been a hell of a story. I mean, the men and the women were not supposed to be in their respective Final Fours, and here they are. Party hard. You know, have yourself a March, an early April, an entire season in Raleigh. You know, they have got all of the bragging rights there in the Research Triangle right now over the likes of Chapel Hill and Durham with Duke and North Carolina. But, you know, NC State's played an exceptional offensive level and even better defensively. Not a single team this NCAA tournament shot above 40% against them in a contest. DJ Mr. Benz is all the rage right now. The big-bodied, holly jolly fellow, a guy who's got an infectious smile on his face and his game. Even Nikola Jokic has applauded him. You know, he talked about, hey, I was late to my presser. Sorry, guys, because I was watching DJ Burns from NC State. He goes, I like the lefty. I like the lefty. Nice touch. Quick feet. I mean, Jokic honoring your game. Again, have yourself a damn moment, DJ Burns. But I think the pumpkin carriage could arrive for NC State. As you look at Purdue, Lundy, statistically speaking, you know, since March 1st, number 31 EFG offense, number 45 at the EFG defense, or snagging offensive board 37.9% of the time. And that is a weakness of State is sealing off the defensive glass, so number 198 over that same span and defensive rebounding percentage. I think they're not going to get, you know, completely blown out. They'll keep it within 20. So I need this to finish between 2 and 19. And I think the under will hit given the defensive chops of both of these teams. But advantage, Zach Edey and Purdue. So on the SGP, Purdue -1.5, NC State, the Wolfpack at +19.5, and the under in the all total market at 155.5, +115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Better follow.
I'm all about this one. I think NC State can keep it close enough. I get a little nervous sometimes when you start throwing totals in there. Start throwing the extra leg in there. It's like, uh-oh, now we're in trouble. But I do like this idea of NC State being able to keep it close like that. I mean, and I know people are like 19, and that's not close. You know, when you're basically playing not just with house money, but like this is the equivalent of you walked into the casino and you like bent down to tie your shoe, and there's just a stack of $500 chips sitting in front of you. That is the sort of house money that NC State is playing with right now. They're a ton of fun to watch. You're right about Jokic. It was a really funny moment in his post-game presser. And then, of course, the reaction that Burns had when they told him, he was like, really?
Like, real?
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. But, yes, the carriage is turning back into a pumpkin this weekend, but what a ride for them.
Yeah, the clock's going to strike midnight, but let's ride one more time and live in the middle on NC State and Purdue.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 NC Tournament Final Four edition. We're to cover the women. We're to cover game one of the men. How about game numero dos? It is my top play of this episode on this SGP. Mush! Huskies mush. Not even dysfunctional airlines can stop you guys. You flew Allegiant? Really? No wonder you arrived like 8 hours after your scheduled time from the right coast all the way out to the desert. But anyway, I got to be well rested. And it won't matter. They could be zombified. They're still going to, you know, cover the spread here on this SGP. Give me UConn -6.5 in the alt line market. And give me the over. I'll take the total down to 151.5. And Tomahawk slam dunk that over. Even juice if you construct it that way at BetMGM. UConn on the standard line, Lundy, has covered 10 consecutive NCAA tournament matchups. They're a juggernaut. They're an unstoppable force right now. And I certainly think they're going to take care of business against Alabama. The only way that Alabama is going to be remotely competitive in this game, and they, you know, UConn can run with them. They don't mind track meets, even though their tempos are the number 200 on the season. And you look at Alabama, number 11 in adjusted tempo here for the last 30 days. But Alabama's going to have to rain threes. I think at a minimum, they're going to have to hit like 14 to 17 to even remotely compete in this affair. They're just outmatched and outclassed pretty much everywhere. UConn number one of Bartorvik since March 1st, number 29 EFG offense, number 11 EFG defense nationally. They're getting a second chance opportunity nearly 34% of the time. If they have an area of weakness, it's self-inflicted wounds. They're coughing up 16.1% of their possessions. But Bama It's just number 50 in Bartorvik during that same stretch. They're in their first Final Four ever. Nate Oates, even he's a mathematician and a genius, sure. But they're number 65 EFG offense, number 107 EFG defense. And they're giving up a ton of second chance opportunities, evidenced by their number 289 ranking and defensive rebounding percentage. Who is going to eat Donovan Klingon? That's why I love him in the MOP battle against Zach Edey, because I think UConn is going to win. And somewhat convincingly, but safety first in mind, my number one play on this edition of the Fade 5 podcast, the SGP Huskies -6.5 and the over, because it's going to be briskly paced game, 151.5 plus 100 at BetMGM. Lendy, mush, Huskies, mush. Fade or follow.
For once you put one of these together that I'm like, oh. That's tasty.
It's tickling in all the right spots.
This is a good one. I love getting this at the even money. So, yes, I'm all about this one. UConn winning by at least 7. And I think what you did with the total, you're right. UConn doesn't have a problem. They don't naturally go with the tempo, but if you decide that you want to try to run, they'll run with you. They don't care. Sure, you want to do that? That's fine. And so I do like this one. For once, you're at number one, and I agree that this is the best play of today's Fade 5. Nice.
Oh, such a rare moment that we lock hands and sing kumbaya. But
well,
yes.
a lot of times my favorite bets, you've got it like number four. You know, I mean, but this one, you slap this one together. Well played, sir.
Well hopefully played. I can earn more of your affections. It's bonus time, Lundy. Again, there's so many options to choose from. Loaded sports betting calendar. Good, sir. You have the floor.
Let me throw a couple out. Again, it's going to depend on when you're listening to the pod, because there's a lot of day baseball today, because you do have a lot of teams that are having their home opening day. One of those teams, by the way, is the Yankees. They actually get underway at like 1 o'clock Eastern time. So you may not consume this in time to be able to jump on it. I know he's only hitting .214 to start the season, but I'm going to play the over at +120 on total bases for Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
If you look at his history against Kikuchi Smoochie. If you look at his history, he's got a .409 lifetime average against him. But most importantly, in his career against Kikuchi, 1K. That's it.
Wow.
So he puts the ball in play when he's up against Kikuchi. And again, this is the home opener for the Yanks in the Bronx. So if you're consuming this early enough, you can snag that one at a +120. The other one that I like that is one of the day games, so I think it's at around 2:15 Eastern time. I know that it's Wrigley, and I know that sometimes the wind can play tricks on.
You want to update on the forecast? It's
Please.
Blowing in 15 mile an hour sustained wind in from left field with gusts up to 25, and it is downright chilly in Chicago today.
I'll tell you what, though. I am going to completely ignore everything that you just said. You know why? You know why? Because the Dodgers have yet to score less than 5 runs in a game. That's it.
Okay.
Yet to score. Right now, because of that weather forecast that you just talked about, it is even money for the Dodgers to go over 4.5 on their team total. And they don't have to send it out of the yard to be able to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and play the over on that one. And the reason you're getting it at plus money is because of that weather that Brad just said. But I believe that this lineup is a freaking murderer's row. Holy
cow. Oh, yes.
Keep scoring and scoring and scoring all season long. It reminds me of back in the day with the Rockies, with the Blake Street Bombers. I mean, these guys are just going to keep scoring. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. I know the forecast isn't conducive to it, but I do think the Dodgers are going to continue to score. Give me the over on their team total. Found that one at DraftKings, by the way, again, at even money. Let's go over to the ice. There are some games tonight that I am expecting to be highly tilted to one side. We say, I cannot believe right now that you can get the New York Rangers, who will be in Detroit, on the Red Wings. The puck line, so Rangers have to win by at least 2, is +170. Holy shit, y'all.
Wow.
It's amazing to me. People, Detroit is 4-12 in their last 16 games. Meanwhile, the Rangers have won 6 out of their last 7. If I'm not mistaken, they've won something like 11 out of their last 14. The New York Rangers are the hottest team in the NHL right now. And Detroit is going to put Alex Lyon between the pipes. Okay. Alex Lyon, last time he came out, not so bad, right? You're sitting there saying, hey, he got a win, and they did it against the Tampa Bay Lightning, right? And you're like, hey, Lundy, you know, that's not so bad. Yeah, he lost his previous 11 starts before that. I don't know what the hell he pulled out of his ass in that game against Tampa, but if you look at what he was doing leading up to it, it was ugly. And on top of that, here Detroit has allowed in those last starts he has done 3-4-1-6-4-7-4-7-4-5. He's a sieve. He's just letting goals go past him. So not only will the Rangers win, but I say the Rangers cover the puck line, and DraftKings is going to give that to me +170 lock and load. I will take it. And then as we come down the home stretch in the Western Conference, I'm going to do the same thing. Give me the puck line on the Golden Knights. Vegas is in the desert to take on the Arizona Coyotes. I think they also will do it on the puck line, and that one is also a sexy +140. Brad has a television show to do, which means I need to shut up, but make sure you're checking out the spreadsheet. I'll have more for you posted up on there.
Muchas gracias, mi amigo. All right, let's get after here with the team. Huevos, parlay, play of the day, and let's go with the diamond. Three-leg money line. I just see these teams of simply to win. Give me the Tigers, taking on the Oakland A's, and Tarik Skubal is taking them out, who is the ace of that franchise, and I think he's going to just be dealing in that game. Oakland's got the fifth highest K rate of any team in Major League Baseball in the young year. They're the Oakland F's for a reason. They don't care about playing baseball on a daily basis. I think the Tigers win. Give me the Bravos. They're taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And who's on the mound? Oh, the mustachioed maestro himself and Spencer Strider. Yeah, the Diamondbacks have been outstanding in terms of their K rate. One of the lowest in Major League Baseball in the young year. Number 28 in that category. They're also top 5 in weighted runs created. But it's Strider. It's the Braves. I believe they're at home. So, yeah, I'm going to take him. And that team to get the victory there. So the ATL, I think, does get that dub. And then give me Philadelphia on the road against the Washington Nationals. It's Aaron Nola against all the gift that keeps on giving, Lundy. Patrick Corbin. Oh, yeah, baby. Who got rocked early and often last year. I think Philadelphia is going to win with relative ease. And I'm going to have another play on that game here momentarily. So to recap, Tigers, Braves, Phillies, just win, baby. +189. The team Huevos partly play the day. I built that at DraftKings. Elsewhere in bonus time. Schwarbs, Kyle Schwarber. I'll just give him the payoff right now. I see homers. +400 for him to do so. 5-for-15 lifetime with 2 jacks. In his career against Patrick Corbin with a 1,207 OPS. Corbin already gave up 2 jacks at his first start in Cincinnati. He only went 4 1/3, had those 4 runs, 2 home runs at a 46.7. Yikes. Hard hit rate. Schwarber has a couple of home runs already in 6 games and a 240 ISO. I say he goes yard. Let's go back to Major League Baseball. We're just stay there. I tell you what, Lundy, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to build this parlay on my Cubbies. I say the Dodgers and Cubs, I don't play in the alt line market. I'm going to take the under 11.5. Kyle Hendricks against Bobby Miller. That's leg numero uno. Give me Mookie Betts to get ahead. He's batting .485 for freaking sake. I mean, he's just been unbelievable so far this season. Got a hit in 8 of his first 9 games. Give me Bobby Miller to get 5 or more strikeouts against the Cubs. Yes, I know the Cubs are dead last in strikeout percentage so far in the young year. But Miller, he punched 11 Cardinals in his first start. And this is in the alt-line market. I think a whiff at least 5. And then give me the boys in blue to keep this somewhat close, and I'm talking about the Dodgers, I'm talking about the Northsiders, +4.5 on the alt run line. So you take the Dodgers and Cubs under 11.5, Mookie Betts to get a hit, Miller to get 5 or more Ks, and the Cubs, they could lose the sucker just by not more than 4 runs, +135 on that four-legger. So that's a way that I am willing to play that prop there. All right, let's go to the NBA. Luka the Don. I say he gets over on 9.5 assists against the Golden State Warriors, who give it up the 9th most assists per game over the last 15 of any team in the NBA. Luka already went for 11 in one of the matchups of the season against Golden State. I tell you what, I'm going to take it a step further, and I say Luka, let's just say he gets a triple-double. Because if he's going to do it in assists, more than likely he's got a TD as well. And you could do that right now on the triple-double prop, plus 220, Lundy, available at FanDuel. So you want to bet assists, go for it. It's minus 130. You want to get greedy, just take up a triple-double points, rebounds, and assists. Hell, maybe he'll do it in steals or blocks, something stupid too. For Luka, quadruple double. Why the hell not? Offer me that line, please, FanDuel. But I like the triple double plus 220 there. And then last but certainly not least, back to the men's Final Four. Of course, it's only going to be available in some markets because it's player prop associated. But I'll take Zach Edey, 25 or more points. Zach Edey, 10 or more rebounds. And DJ Horn, not Burns, the other DJ on NC State, Horn, to get at least 2 threes. You hit those three legs plus 145. Edey's done both those feats in 19 and 37 games this year. And Horn has nailed two or more triples in a game 28 times out of 35 matchups. So loving that at plus 145. And I built that at BetMGM. Yes, I have television to do. I have to get dolled up because my face is hideous. Without appropriate caking from the makeup artist. So I got to go handle that. I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. I'm already rolling out my fantasy football rankings for the 2024 season. Quarterbacks are live. Running backs are going to be happening next week as we are getting ever so closer to the NFL draft and some pigskin thoughts creeping into the cerebral cortex. Lundy's got his NHL picks near daily on that site. And, of course, his spreadsheet lives there along with mine as well. Tons of free content, and it's absolutely free to sign up. You have no stinking excuse. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Always free, always transparent, and picks with personality. And drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, at your convenience. And drop us a follow on the X. We're always trying to give it to you, at Nate Lundy. And I do the same musings there at Noisy Huevos for the dashing Nathaniel Lundy. Man, enjoy what could be like a 20-19 game at Coors today, mi amigo. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.